Back here on SportsTownChicago.com, Chris Lobosco, TJ Sennett, and let's see if I can find my papers, too, before we even get going. And also, of course, we got Nick.
Perzik, don't worry.
I don't want to say it wrong.
No,
that's the big thing.
No, you're fine.
Because I want to make sure I say it right because I'm so bad with last names.
I've been having my last name butchered since I was a child.
No, so have I, and that's why I don't like to get it wrong.
It's all right.
Because people surprisingly get Lobosco wrong all the time.
Really? Must be nice for me, then.
Senate, yeah.
That's an easy one.
You got the good hair. Yeah. You got an easy last name. Must be nice.
I'm living good.
But we're not here to talk about last names. We're here to talk about hockey. The Blackbirds are making their way back out. They tied this game up, made it a 1-1 game here, guys. And it's been a kind of a back-and-forth game where you'd have the momentum for the Cougars, then the Blackbirds, then the Cougars. Thoughts on that first period?
The biggest key to me was that when the Cougars had the momentum, it was when they were making clean, crisp passes. They had quick transitions through the neutral zone. They had quick transitions out of their zone, and that's when they could get into Ileana's zone and dominate the play. But when they started fumbling the puck around, turning it over, making all those mishaps, that's when Ileana actually turned around and capitalized on those mistakes. And you found it on their goal was a puck that didn't get out of the zone, was dropped down in the corner, and then a quick pass out front.
Yeah, a good pass, too, by Starovich, who was in behind and able to just – I don't even know how he was able to get that where he did. That was a nice play to get them that first goal. But like you said, though, TJ, it's turnovers is the big thing. And to me, it's like that first pass when you're breaking out is, I think, the one that the Cougars aren't getting.
Yeah, the first pass is the most important pass in the defensive zone. If you don't make that first pass, the rest of your offense can't happen.
And like you said, we see how good the Cougars can be when they get that first pass on the tape. Because the couple of opportunities that they have had have been really lights out.
Yeah, you see the stretch pass there, and then you have Anthony coming across the zone here, and he shoots through the screen. And, I mean, that was a great tape-to-tape pass, and after you shoot through a screen like that, you create opportunities, you're going to get goals.
Another key with that goal was they obviously weren't in the box, which is something they struggled with there. They took three penalties, two obviously they killed off, and now they're going to have a big kill coming to start the second period.
Yeah, a big kill here as there was the elbow on Jesper Lomberg at the end that we weren't sure. Then we got to see the good replay of it as we get to look one more time here. I think this is the goal.
This is a close-up on the goal, I believe. You could see it just going right over his shoulder there. He couldn't even see that puck when it left his stick.
Yeah, he put it in a perfect spot, too, up high, blocker side.
And here's the goal. This is the goal for Ileana here. You could see a puck does not get out of the zone, gets dumped down into the corner here. Twice it doesn't get out. And then you can see, again, just a nice quick pass here out in front and a very good finish from in tight. From our vantage point, it looked like he hit the crossbar right away, but that ref was on the goal and he called it a goal right away.
Yeah, as the faceoff here for the second period, it's the period of the long change as well as teams have switched sides. Cougars left to right, right to left were the Blackbirds. Cougars were able to win it back in behind the Blackbirds. And that's the kill off a little bit of time here on the start. And then almost take the puck away there was Mike Watson, the captain. Gets to Starovich now for the Blackbirds at center ice. Good poke check by Zatera as he was able to get that one away. That was a nice move.
That's one of the things the Cougars have done best on their penalty killers. They are creating pressure for Ileana and forcing them into mistakes.
And that's something that Brad Stouffer harps upon for his penalty kill is to put pressure along those boards when his team has an opportunity to do so.
One of the keys to any good penalty kill is you don't want to let the opposition skate the puck into your zone. You want to make them chip it in and go chase it and then try to win puck battles.
As the Cougars were able to dump that one out on the stick of Palermo as there's a pass just out of the reach of the player streaking in, and Colton Jones gets it back now along the left wing half boards, feeds it in towards the slot, gets over to the right circle, backhanded pass back over to Jones. Back up to the point here for Vestich as he sends it back to Jones. Down in low they go as they try to feed that one into the right circle as that couldn't get the quick shot off was the player on the far side, and Modercheck is he would have had probably a good opportunity on Jesse Hayes. As this one gets over to Watson now, and he's able to clear it out.
Big difference on this penalty kill for the Cougars than we've seen in previous ones. There was at least three or four passes that got through the box there. That's something that you can't let happen. That's where you create great scoring opportunities for the other team.
Yeah, their best scoring opportunity there came from set up behind the goal line, which is how they scored the first goal.
Fiandanka sent that one down, gets to Jesse Hayes as he tries to wrist this one out. Almost does it, but it's held in at the blue line and then goes right into the slot, and it's cleared out by Olsen as it goes down and behind the net. As the Blackbirds try and take back control. Good start to the kill here as there's 8 seconds left on it.
Another successful penalty kill by the Cougars here, it looks like. And that's, again, hopefully it gives them momentum to come back into this period and start turning things around.
3-for-3 on the kill now, and they're all pretty solid kills.
As the Puck won up to the right point, not able to get a shot off, was Maynard. He maybe would have been able to create something through traffic there. The Cougars win it and then clear it down right away and ice it. Not a bad icing to take necessarily. You kind of can regroup and recollect. And I don't think they have too tired of legs out there.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that you're totally fine taking as a coach. You want your players to kind of calm down, realize it's 5-on-5 hockey again. Like you said, not too many players are tired out there.
Yeah, and you saw Matt Olson look up to the clock after that. I'm not even sure if he knew that the penalty was killed off at that point.
And here's one of the passes that looks like it goes through the box there.
Yeah, as this one comes right up onto the stick of Nick Kropp as he breaks out, makes a pass into the slot for Van Dyke. Save made with the glove hand. Just enough of it was Jones as it ends up in behind on Lomberg's stick before he gets checked off the puck.
If Nick Kropp stops in front of the net there, that's a goal for him. That puck came right back to where he was.
As this one now back onto the stick of the player there along the right wing in Palermo, as he drops it off for a shot from Gavin Nickerson, trying to get a little bit of a screen in front from Palermo, who had jumped in from his defensive spot. But another good save by the goalkeeper in Darian Jones. He's played a pretty good game here so far tonight.
He has. He's gotten a lot of shots on him so far. They have 11 shots on him so far. So that's one of the things. But, yeah, that last play there, that's something coaches harp on all the time. When you are making a play, you stop in front of the net because rebounds will come your way.
Good job by Jones to hold on to it and not let that rebound up because Palermo was right there. Left wing half boards. Cougars had control, lost the puck momentarily. Good poke
nice
check,
stick.
Freed it up. Over towards Zavane in the left circle. He circles around, makes a nice pass, but not able to hold on to it was Nickerson as he turns it over. But it's right into an area where Cody Rayback is along the right wing half boards. He sends it into the shot, and Zavane gets it and scores top shelf. What a goal by Zavane, bouncing puck right to him, and he finishes it off.
It looks like Colton Jones made a nice block on the play there, dropped right down in front of the net, and Zavane was right there to put it home. You can see here, puck is going to be corralled here by the Cougars, thrown across. And then he just takes a shot, just getting the puck on net like we talked about earlier. Hits Jones there, drops down in front, and Zavane's right place, right time, and a great shot, great finish.
I'll tell you what, you do not want to be turning the puck over against Zavane and Nickerson. Those two can know how to find the back of the net.
Well, and here's the thing, too. When he tried to get in front of that, you're taught to make sure if you block it, you have to block it away from the middle, not towards the middle.
Absolutely. And then here again, right off that first that face-off, they come down, and Ileana gets a chance.
That was how the Blackbirds got their first goal, was right after the Cougars struck the first time.
Heisen made the pad save as now his team takes it back and tries to relieve some of the pressure here by the forecheck of Ileana as they have it back now in control for the Blackbirds. They quickly dump it right back in. Of course, again, this is the period of the long chain, something to not forget about, too, as that comes into play here with those forechecks.
This is the period where you can start wearing down a team that has been playing this
two
much
on
time.
One.
As now three on one involves, there is the shot by Lomberg, saved by Jones. That puck's still free and missing it. Wide of the net was Butera as it goes into the left wing corner. Now trying to counter, but a good stick there by the defenseman on the far side for the Cougars and Beltrame. And then an offside by Ileana with 16:11 left to go here in the period. 2-1 Cougars.
Really nice play by the backwards defenseman, Joe Fiendak. He's able to, appears to be able to get a stick on it there and a skate on it, and he just enough to keep the puck out of the back of the net.
But coming in there, nice rebound. And then here it looks like Butera could have put that in there, but it just goes a little bit wide.
I think that would have been his first goal too, maybe with the Cougars, or one of his first, as this one brought in by Zatera as into the right circle. He's able to fight through one, but then gets checked off the puck as the Blackbirds take it back. But up at the left point, Beltrame sends it in towards the slot. Bouncing puck comes back up towards the point on Nick Kropp's stick.
Cougars definitely with the better of the play the last three or four shifts here.
As this one in the left wing corner, fighting through a check was Letmanski as he tried to center a pass. As this one bounces towards Zatera before it's taken back by the Blackbirds, they try to go on a counter here, 3-on-2 maybe, as this just gets past the outstretched stick of the player in Kaprikov and goes into the left wing corner. Retrieving it there is Ruskov, but he gets it taken away from him, back on the Cougars' stick, goes off of the skate and out. And that's one of the keys, too, when you talk about that first pass, at least get it past the blue line.
Yeah, there's a rule, an unwritten rule in hockey, the five-foot rule. And when you have the puck near your blue line, it has to get out or it has to get in, depending on which blue line you're at.
And now here's Zatera as a two-on-one again developing for the Cougars as he takes the shot and he hits it up into the glass. Maybe a piece of that was gotten by Jones. Is this up at the high slot? Zatera trying to backhand it in for Beltrame. Beltrame still activated from his defensive spot as it gets on Jones and he covers it up.
We spent a lot of time in the first period talking about zone exits for the Cougars, and they've had three really good zone exits, leads to three odd-man rushes early on in the second period.
Yeah, 14:36 here, 2-1 the score. Left wing circle faceoff on coming. Feels a little bit different of a period here from the Cougars. Just compared to the first.
It definitely seems like they turned their lights on and they're ready to play this period because they've come out, they've played more physical, they've gotten in the zone, they've established a forecheck, and when you establish a forecheck on a team that you are supposed to be better than, then you can wear them down a lot easier.
Van Dyke loses the faceoff as the Ileana Blackbirds start up ice as it's on the stick of Maynard, and it's brought in offside, so put it into the near dot. That's the second offside for them here in this period that would have caused, if they weren't offsides, they would have had an opportunity.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that you can see here. It's just a little bit of fatigue here, a little bit of fatigue there for the Blackbirds. It's those mental mistakes. Your mind's the first thing that goes when you're tired, and so that's just one of the things you got to watch out for the rest of the game.
Face-off won by the Cougars. D-to-D pass by Sullivan as it goes up just out of the reach of Hauke as it goes to the left-wing corner. That'll be an icing by the Cougars, so they give them a entrance into the zone on the missed pass there, which would have been a good breakout too.
Yeah, again, it's those stretch passes. If you get those, you're going to create opportunities. You've seen two or three two-on-ones this period so far, and here's one of them right there. That's the that was the opportunity where it looked like Butera just missed wide.
Yeah, had an empty net there, it looked like.
He just laughed at it, too. I don't think he had time to see where he was compared to the goal. As this one along the far side bounces off a couple of players for the Cougars as Hauke had it momentarily. He now gets to Sullivan at center ice as he tried to backhand that one through the middle.
Like the Cougars have a power play coming up. There's going to be a call on the Blackbirds.
So just waiting for the puck to exit his zone as Jesse Heisen. He'll go off for the extra attackers, just sending it to an area. Was one of the players for the Cougars. So we're going to see the first power play for the Cougars. We'll see what the call ends up being. High sticking the call.
You know, I'd be surprised here if they don't try and tee up on Anthony. Zvane. Yeah, if they don't try and work their power play around Zvane here.
Zvane and Nickerson both out there. We talked a lot about them in the first period.
And here, just throwing the puck across ice there.
Yeah, I was trying to see maybe where we saw that high stick. Either way, you have that first line out there with Rayback, Nickerson, and Zvane. Their two defensemen are Olsen, and it looks like that. As there's a shot from Zvane as he just missed the net wide. He was trying to get the hat trick back up to the left point to Schiffman. Now to Olsen at the right point. Sends a shot low and wide. Goes into the left wing half boards. Pulling it off there was Nickerson. Tried to feed it off for Zvane. Back up to Nickerson. High slot. Sends the shot. Good block out in front as this one hit up, but a nice hold at the left point by Schiffman is finally able to work it out was the defense for the Blackbirds.
Nickerson's got to be a little quicker on that shot there. He caught it, and then he waited just a second too long.
Nickerson with it along the near side makes a pass up ahead towards Cody Rayback. Rayback has it in the right circle. Comes in, backhanded shot. Jones with the save, and his team's able to clear it out towards the half boards, but the Cougars still with control. Left wing corner. Pass back into the left circle. Shot, and Jones able to absorb it on the shot from Rayback. For left wing circle faceoff, a minute 08 left here on the power play for the Cougars. 2-1 lead for them with 13:15 left to go.
Yeah, you could just see here that the Cougars control the puck here. Nice stop in the corner, works it to the middle, and a nice shot on net. That's a key to any good power play, shots on net. If you can get the puck moving around, get Ileana chasing, get the puck to the net, you're going to have success.
And we talked to coach Brad Stauffers before the game about the success of his power play, and he's talking about it's all about the talent. It's about Zvane and Nickerson being two key guys. Less about the system, more about just the talent they have.
As holding that one in was Lockinen, and as they go with the second unit here, Van Dyke with it as he gets it back to Lockinen at the right point. Feeds it over top of the left circle for a shot there, saved through traffic on the Palermo shot. Jones able to see it, though, the entire way. Not enough traffic in front of him to make him have to move his vision.
No, you can see here, but I like what they're doing here. They're getting the puck up, going across to the middle to the open and into the ice. Like you said, you just got to get somebody in front of the net there.
As TJ said, good D-to-D pass to attack the strong side.
Left wing circle face-off inside the Blackbird zone. One by Van Dyke as he gives it off to Lomberg. Up to the left point to Palermo. Toes the line, top of the right circle floor. Shot from Lockin and big rebound. Goes into the left circle. Nice behind-the-back pass over towards Watson, but then he turns it over. Oh, it just held in at that left point, though, by Palermo. Don't know how he did. Thought that one was going out. Pass over across to the left circle. Trying to get a tip in front. Jones made the save on the tip in front. Think that might have been Lomberg on the tip.
Jones took a peek there. He wasn't sure where it was at.
Yeah, that was that's good passing there. You can see how we were talking about the Cougars not letting pucks through the box here. You can see again, calms down, goes right through the box there and creates an opportunity. Good tip there. It's just one of those things, again, we saw the long shot from the point, nobody in front of the net on the one-timer again. It's an easy save for the goalie. If you want to get opportunities from up high, you got to have somebody at least going to the net, if not standing in front of your goalie there.
Yeah, Lomberg did get a piece of it, but just didn't tip it anywhere away from the goalkeeper. Tipped it right into him. Is this one up at the right point, cleared out by the Blackbirds. Still about 18 seconds left on the power play for the Cougars here.
I believe shots at the end of the first period were 9-9. Now you can see it's 19-10 Cougars. So Cougars really controlling the play here halfway through the second period.
Poke puck poked into the zone by the Cougars to the right wing corner. Van Dyke grabs it out of the air, feeds it over to Watson. Watson up to the right point to Palermo. He steps in, shoots and misses the net wide. Bounces off the end boards for left wing circle.
Go.
Shot and goal. Over in that left circle, the Cougars make it now a 3-1 game. They're really starting to come on here as getting that, I think, was locking it.
Yeah, no, that puck bounces off the end boards here. You'll see the initial shot, traffic in front of the net on this one. Goalie can't see it. Puck goes wide, and he doesn't even have time to react as it bounces off quickly off the end boards there. And again, more traffic on that shot. And it goes just right upstairs.
Special teams, the key to any hockey game. The Cougars kill off three penalties. They get their first power play. Puck ends up back.
Gotta win the special teams battles.
Face off won by the Cougars as it's on the stick of Sullivan. Almost has it taken away from him. Trying to go around one is Colton Jones. Jones along the left wing boards, pulled it off towards the slot, bounced off of the ref right back to him, and goes to the right wing corner. For Starovich, as they're a pass trying to feed it out into the slot, hits off of Heis as it's taken now by Letmanski on a one-on-two, tries to go around two players. He got around one, couldn't get around the second one. Puck goes into the left wing corner of the Blackbird zone. Left wing half boards taken back by Starovich as he backhands this one off the far half boards down to the right wing corner where number 33 will chase it for the Blackbirds. As cutting in front was a Cougars player to try and take it back as they now have it here. Pass up to Kropp through the middle as he gets out of the zone. Passes it off the boards to himself, does Zatera. Looking for a place to go. Diving play made by the sprawled out Maynard, but the Cougars still have control of that puck. Maynard able to take it right back, however. This is now back over for the Blackbirds, and Rayback will cut in front and get it for the Cougars. Schiffman now making the pass through the middle of the ice as this bounces away from the player was intended for, as the Zatera finishes off his shift there, had a created some good things for the Cougars, though.
Yeah, and one of the things that you're seeing a lot here is the Cougars are winning puck battles. The physical battles along the boards, getting pucks out, they're winning everything, it looks like.
Zavanel on the right wing half boards, winning a puck battle there between two players of the Blackbirds. Pass over towards the right circle for Rayback, couldn't settle the puck down as it's a bit on edge. Goes into the end boards now, where the player pinned up is Vestich as he tries to keep it for his team. As they are able to dig it out, Bafia just sends this one down along the far boards, race towards the puck. Beltrame will cut in front, takes it in behind the net, and then drops it off there for the player coming and locking it. Locking it in his own near boards, sends it up towards Nickerson, couldn't quite control it, doesn't cause any harm as it comes right back to his team. Almost turned over into the slot by the Cougars, but there's a player right there for them after the turnover, as now it's back to locking it in his own end. Cougars, again, a couple of times having trouble exiting their own end, as there's a turnover that they managed to just get out as it bounced right to Nickerson. Nickerson now 3-on-2, makes a move around one player, couldn't stay with the puck as it goes down to the left wing corner and comes back out into the neutral zone. Good hit by Olsen, freed it up. Lockin will go get it.
Kind of surprised that wasn't interference on that hit there. The puck was not quite to the player yet there.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those borderline ones. I was right with you there. This goes for an icing, though, so bring it back into the Cougar zone with 9:20 left to go here. And Brad Stouffer's yelling about something, not sure what exactly. Can we take a look at the replay here for that icing call?
Yeah, you can see he was just trying to make a play here, just a little high.
I think maybe he was trying to say that Nickerson got a piece of
that one.
Yeah, I think that might have been where he was yelling about. Either way, face off in the left circle of the Cougar zone, won by the Blackbirds. Olsen pins a player up, but frees it right for the player in Ruskov as he lost it right to his own teammate. Now back to Ruskov, left circle, tries to make a move around one, backhands a shot in, Heis made a save with the pad, so it goes into the right wing corner. Ruskov back down low for Kaprikov. Kaprikov trying to move around one, check, pins up along the boards that allows the puck to come to Butera. Butera can't get it around the players. This bounces in towards Ruskov. Cougars back with control. Hauke through the middle of the ice, it bounces up into the air, comes right back to Hauke, basically pass it to himself as he sends a shot that hits off the end boards, goes into the left wing half board. Sullivan on a pinch, couldn't quite hold it in. Gets a little bit of help though from Brennan Peters as this comes back over to the near side. Puck that hits off the end boards, bounces towards the slot. Sullivan gives it to Mike Watson. He makes a move around one player, backhands it back in behind the net as the Blackbirds look to try and start back up ice. Palermo lifts this one up and out of play off of the glass. So I think this faceoff will come outside the zone in the near dot.
Yeah, this is the Cougars you can see here. Nice forecheck here, gets the puck, and it just looks like he goes for the chip, and it just gets a weird bounce off
the
glass.
Yeah, really, really weird one. I think maybe even caught a little bit of a stanchion, too.
And I think if you're the Cougars right now, you've got a 3-1 lead. You've controlled the play in the second period. You got a team playing their third game in 3 nights. You just got to keep pounding them, keep getting pucks in deep, and keep getting chances on goals.
It's a 3-1 game in favor of the Chicago Cougars here with 8:18 left to go in the second period. Backhanded in by the captain, Mike Watson, to the right wing corner. This goes back over to the far half boards. Palermo with a shot from the left point to keep it deep as it goes to the right wing corner, where the Blackbirds will take back control. Pass to the far side through the middle of the ice. And now along the right wing, they dump it in. Hyes will slow it down in behind his own net as his team tries to break out. Good breakout pass right to Watson as he goes cross ice over to the left wing. Letmanski trying to make a move around one player. Lost it in the left wing half boards. Puts a hit to free the puck up. And getting taken out by Stick was Watson.
Close to a trip there.
As this goes back to the left wing corner, where the Blackbirds will take it back. Maynard through the middle of the ice, gets a little bit of a tip in front by Starevich, but cutting in front of him was the player for the Cougars who went down. I think that was Palermo, and we got a hand up into the air. We're probably going to have our second power play for the Cougars. As this comes over to the near side, Van Dyke gets a good pass up ahead to Kropp. Kropp on a one-on-one, gets around the player, gets onto his forehand shot, save made with the left pad by Jones. Comes back into the right wing half boards, up to the right point now. Extra attacker out there, Shipman with the shot. A lot of traffic, but able to see it was Darian Jones.
Good save there. It looked like Kropp got in a little too close again there. You could see he was trying to go for that five-hole move. Nice move against the defenseman there, but you could see again he just got in a little tight here.
Yeah, a little tight. Letmanski was the first one to get in a little bit too tight. And this is, I think, what causes the breakout here.
Yeah, it was what we just saw there was the end of the trip there. And then you see the breakout here coming down the
really
ice.
Nice. Two really nice passes set up, and then obviously the great move and a nice save by the goaltender.
So right wing circle face off, one to Olsen. Quickly goes across top of the left circle for a shot. Tip out in front. Jones with the left pad save again, and it's quickly cleared out by Ehlers as he sends it down, and Jesse Hyes will have to slow it up, but not a bad start for the power play.
No, that's definitely a set play on that power play. You could see that they were looking for that high tip right off the draw.
Nickerson will loft this one down to the left wing corner diagonally from the near side as it gets back up to the left point. Now over to Cody Rayback as he pulls it down to the left wing corner. Feeds a pass into the slot for Nickerson, and a nice save with the glove hand by Jones. Don't even know how he's able to get onto it.
No, not at all. That was a great play there. Good puck movement from down to low here. You can see the puck coming, starting from the point. Nice play here. Goes down to the corner and feeds it up high to Nickerson, who's in the perfect spot, right at where you want to be.
Jones with two or three really nice saves in this game. If the Blackbirds are able to get back into this game and tie this up and steal a point, think of those two saves.
Right wing circle faceoff, losing a glove there was Nickerson, as now the Blackbirds come out. It's number 33. Puts a move around one, gets in towards the slot, and gets taken down. No call, though.
We're on two right here.
As now the Cougars maybe with numbers here. What can they do? Drop off, pass over to the left circle, passing it back out towards the slot as they're trying to stuff it home. Is the player in front? I think that was Olsen, and somebody took a swing as two players were going at it. Olsen trying to finish that one off, and extracurriculars going on.
You know what Averick's trying to do there, but maybe one too many passes. Maybe you just want to shoot that one on net. Obviously, getting the puck to net's never a bad play.
Yeah, definitely a situation on that one with a 4-on-2. When you create an opening like that, you want to get the shot on net. On a power play, you want to capitalize on that opportunity.
And you see there a punch come in from a Blackbirds player and a punch come in from one of the
Cougars.
Cougars.
A little face wash there. Nothing wrong with that.
So we're going to have one. Well, actually, we're going to have one on either side go in. You're going to have Kyle Fahey on one side and Olsen on the other. So two captains of either team,
yeah,
one in the box.
The problem here is you lose Olsen for your power play. That might not be the best trade that you wanted to take there.
As this one up to the left point, not the best pass from Lomberg there. As there's two players by Palermo, so he'll have to retreat back to his own end. Still 57 seconds left on the power play for the Cougars. As Lomberg will start from his own end, along the left wing, through the neutral zone in front of his own benches, crosses the blue line of the Blackbirds, takes his bottom left circle, cuts in front, shot there, Jones with the save with the pad as it goes back to the left wing corner. Left wing half boards, Van Dyke pushing it away, trying to get it off the boards, trying to dig it out there is Watson as well, gets up to the left point now for Lockinen, couldn't quite get it into the shooting area, back up to the point for Palermo. He risks it over to the left circle for a shot that goes wide from Van Dyke, and just passed the outstretched stick of Lockin, and he just tried to get there with the stick, didn't get there with his body.
Yeah, not where you want to miss a shot on the power play. You don't want to go high and wide there. You want to make sure if you miss, it stays in the zone.
as Watson passes it over to Van Dyke, trying to go back up towards the point, just held in at the blue line by Hunter Schiffman as it circles around with him and comes back out into the neutral zone. Cougars will have to tag up as they dump and chase. Goes back in behind the net. Vestich able to at least send it through the middle of the ice. They almost broke it out to the player who's coming out, and Starevich off of the power play. So we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Still two players into the box because of the offsetting minors. As this one back over towards Starevich, who just came out, as he made a pass in towards the middle. A sprawled out Jesse Heise wouldn't have been able to make a save either, but not able to get it onto his stick was Ehlers.
No, and you're starting to see a little bit more of a sense of urgency from Ileana here. They're going to come rushing down, step their D up a little bit more here.
Puck grabbed out of the air by the Cougars player in Beltrame. Goes right back to Evans, who dumps it in for the Blackbirds. Right wing corner taking it back was Hunter Schiffman as he got lit up there, but gets right back up to his feet. Pass along the right wing. Letmanski makes a move around one into the Blackbird zone. Tried to make a backhanded pass, but he got tied up before he could do so. Good tie up by the Blackbirds. That would have been an opportunity. As this comes back into the Cougar zone, over to the near side in front of the penalty boxes, with it along the right wing was Zatera as he sent a pass in towards the zone. Bounced right at the blue line and stayed in. So now it's Kropp in the left circle. One move too many around a player as it's taken back by the Blackbirds. Palermo has to go back over and send it right back in. But it's taken back by the Blackbirds, so a little bit of back and forth here as it comes back to Evans.
Yeah, and again, Ileana just trying to get the pucks deep. They're going to play a little bit more physical. Cougars just got to stay smart. Don't give them any opportunity to come back in the game.
Right wing corner back onto the stick of the Cougars. Pass over to the near side, over to Zavane. Zavane along the right wing. Holds once he gets into the zone, bouncing puck towards the slot. Gets past the stick of Palermo and goes right to number 22 and John Wilt. But he turned it right back to Nickerson. Nickerson making a pass towards Rayback, can't quite do it. A little bit of help there from Zavane. Nice move around one player. Poke check frees it at center ice for the Blackbirds as they at least get it across the blue line of the Cougars. As it gets to Starevich, who sends it through the blue paint, nobody was home. As it comes to the near side, where Nickerson at least gets it out into the neutral zone. Chases after the puck, has a player over to the right wing, tried to feed it over into the slot for Rayback, couldn't get it to him.
Rolling puck on that one, nothing really he could do there.
Good stick too, I think, by the defenseman in front, at least stopped him from getting it, having the chance for that rolling puck to get there.
Yeah.
Back to the near side, it just goes out of the reach of the player in Nick Marcuselli, as this will go in behind. As this gets in towards the middle to Nickerson from Lomberg. Nickerson into the zone, drops it off for Lomberg, top of the right circle, back over to the top of the left circle for Nickerson. He couldn't get it onto his stick. Now does get it as he got a pass quickly as he stick handles around. Gets to Sullivan now. Sullivan misses an opportunity there to move the puck, but gets a little bit of help off of his pinch from his forwards. Back along the far side, and I think you're seeing for Sullivan here maybe you can see maybe there's been a little bit of time off the ice.
Yeah, first game with this team, it's going to take a couple games getting in, getting used to the players, just kind of getting used to the systems, what everybody's tendencies are. So, no fault there.
No, he hasn't played too bad. Obviously, couple things here and there, and you'll see how he adjusts as he continues to play with the Cougars. Is this one up at the left point? Won by the board battle, pass up to the right point for Palermo's, a shot that goes wide of the net to the left wing half boards. Sent back down low by Butera onto Mike Watson's stick. Watson shielding off a defender there before he gets taken down. Butera with a good check, freed the puck up for a moment before it's taken back by Kaprikov. Kaprikov mishandles on in behind, trying to do one move too many, but gets it right back and now makes a pass over to Bafia, who's able to exit the zone finally, and he dumps it down in as his team probably needs to change a player or two. As there's stuff attempt in front, and Heise made the save and is able to cover it up as we got some more going on here as a player goes down for the Blackbirds.
Yeah, hopefully the Cougars don't get one there. He kind of gloved washed him a little much, took him to the ice. But going along with Mike Sullivan there, what you were saying, I've done it before. It's never too fun of a situation going into a new team, new guys, trying to get used to it. He's a very skilled player. You can absolutely see that when he's on the ice. He can handle the puck well. He's offensive. He knows what he's doing with it. So I really am going to look forward to watching him play the more he gets used to these guys.
As you saw there, the end of the play where it was covered up by Jesse Heise. I like what you're saying about Sullivan. Very curious to see, as it looks like we got a player bringing some sticks on was Van Dyke. I don't know if somebody broke one stick too many. Either way, that one's saved by Heise. Left pad, another save by Heise. And then he finally gets the glove hand on top of it. Big saves all in a row by Jesse Heise that keeps this at a two-goal game for the Cougars.
That's fantastic goaltending there. I mean, you get two, three opportunities there. It started with a weird tip. You can kind of see the puck kind of slow-mo off the draw here. It goes right in front of the goalie, and it kind of goes up in the air here. He goes for the glove save, and it just kind of goes wide of the net but stops in front still.
Yeah, it was Starovich, too, who came in because Kropp actually won that faceoff, and he's trying to win it back, but a good work by the man at Starovich to keep it for the Blackbirds. Along the right wing half boards, the Cougars lose the puck over to the right point for a shot that goes up into the glass and towards the left wing corner for Ileana. Back up to the left point now. They feed it towards Starovich, who will send it to the right wing corner where Letmanski is. We're under a minute here. As this one into the right circle, try to feed it over the near side for the backdoor play, but couldn't get it onto the stick of Joe Starovich. As this one just trying to backhand it out was the player for the Cougars. It finally does cross the blue line with a little bit of help from Zatera. But some good opportunities here at the end of the period for the Blackbirds as they try to get it back to within one goal. Nice move by the defenseman. Schiffman takes off right circle, sends a shot in, rebound just out of the reach of Letmanski. Not a bad decision there for the defenseman for the Cougars as he creates an opportunity.
Not at all. He was shooting for the rebound there on that one. He knew he couldn't get the pass across after the defenseman dove. So that was a great play.
As into the left circle, Blackbird still with control. Player coming on in Starovich, and he can't get the shot off before the period ends as he missed on the opportunity. But after two, it's now a 3-1 lead, TJ, for the Cougars. A really good period for them. 25-14, the shots there in that second period. I think there was 10 shots originally in the period for the Blackbirds. They got four shots on net.
Yeah, no, that was a fantastic period by the Cougars. And I think two or three of them came there at the end for Ileana. The big thing that you need to watch out for the third period here is, I don't want to be too cliche when I'm saying this, but the two-goal lead is the worst lead in hockey. There's a reason that it is a cliche. And you got to make sure if you're the Cougars, there was a couple scrums there that they got into near the end. You want to make sure you're playing smart. You're not going to bring yourself to the penalty box because any opportunity you can get, especially with giving Ileana a little bit of momentum as they had the puck in their zone at the end of the period, it could also translate into a couple power plays for the third.
Yeah, when you look at it, TJ, too, for the Cougars, the power plays now kind of evened out with that second period. First period, you had the two early ones, and then you had the one at the end, and then you had a couple of them in the second period on Ileana, which allowed for the Cougars to really work on their power play. And you see why their power play is so good. They get some really good opportunities.
Yeah, Coach was saying before the game that he likes the free-flowing offense on the power play. And when you see players like Nickerson and Svein out there and they have that potential to move the puck around and skate around, it works out really well for them. And I do like the way that their power play has been flowing this game.
Yeah, and the other thing when you look at it too, TJ, is they haven't had any goals on it yet, but they've had some really good opportunities. We'll go now to ice level.
Here with the head coach of the Cougars, Brad Stovers. Brad, we talked a lot about in the before the game about you guys having a week off and them playing their third game in 3 days. Like your passes, your zone exits in the first period were a little off, but that's certainly something you got corrected in the second period.
Yeah, I thought it was much better than the second. The first period, maybe just, a little bit of rust. Just a smidge and a rust, from a two-day layoff off the ice. But the second period was much better. It's a little more simple, too. We didn't try to do quite as much with the puck, just moving it and using our speed and using our feet to get by guys to spark some of these odd man rushes.
And Gavin Nickerson and Anthony Svein, obviously two huge players for you all season, and Anthony with the two goals in the second period. Let's talk about what those two playing on that first line mean to your team.
They're on another level, and you can throw Ray back in there too, that whole line. They're really buzzing right now. A few weeks back, I broke them up. They didn't quite have the chemistry, and then, it started to come back a little bit in practice this week, and I know those three guys, they all play a very similar style. They're all very high-skilled, high-tempo players. So sometimes when the chemistry's on, it's absolutely lights out, and tonight's one of those nights where they're finding each other, they're working hard, they're able to know where each other are, and then Svein's buried too. Just snipes of goals. So it's been fun to watch those three.
And then finally, any coach loves to see their team play well on special teams. And you guys tonight, the three penalty kills and then obviously cashing on your first power play.
So far, so good. I thought the power play movement was real good. We had a lot of good looks there. Could have scored maybe two or three, I thought, on that one stretch. Both units got out there during the 2 minutes, and both units looked really good. Laukkanen ended up finishing that one, another good shot too, where the D snuck down and took advantage of that odd man situation down low. So it was a good job.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot, and good luck in the third period.
Thanks.
Back to you guys.
All right, thank you very much, Nick. And I thought there were some really good points there from Coach Stouffer's, TJ. I thought he made some really good points about his team, simplifying things on the breakouts, making things easier on themselves to just make sure you get out of the zone. And they definitely seemed to do that in that second period.
You could absolutely see that in that period. The passes were more crisp. They were creating more opportunities, like we said earlier, three or four odd man breaks in that period. They kept things simple, and when you simplify it against a team that you play all the time, you're going to create your opportunities.
And he talked a little bit about the power play, too. Nick asked him about that, and I agree with him that they've been playing really well on it. Darian Jones has been stellar. This game could be out of hand right now if it weren't for him and not for the Blackbirds.
You can definitely see on their power play that there is pucks going through the box against Ileana. They're getting opportunities from backdoor plays here. The breakout, though, has, again, been very good for him. And you can see just one quick move here going to the net, and then a great save by Jones on that one. Again, you get a face-off when you go across the point there, and you get a shot on net. Like we talked about earlier, a little more traffic on that one, but it's still working out. And one of the things that they do really well is if they do get the puck at the blue line, they're making a quick transition to try and force Ileana, if they're making a change, that they're going to have to either make a quick change or they can't change.
Yeah, and that's something that's a good thing to point out, too, because a lot of team speed on the Cougars. You can see it on the ice, especially that top line, and I thought there was some good points, too, from Coach Brad Stouffer's about how well they've been playing. They have been on another level, it seemed like.
Yeah, and I really like what Coach said about the Nickerson and Sven line and how he split them up, because sometimes as a coach, that's just what you got to do. You got to split up the guys. Even if you're playing the best guys in the world, if they're not playing well together at the time, you got to split them up and try something different. And so when he did that, it's nice to see that they came back and they started clicking, but similar styles will always do that to each other.
As we watch here the sequence where Jesse Heise, you know, that's another guy we got to talk about for sure, who's played really well for the Cougars. You know, we said this game could be out of hand if it wasn't for Darian Jones. If it wasn't for Jesse Heise, it could be the other way too, even though there hasn't been as many shots for Ileana.
You're looking at 14 shots on net for Ileana, but it's not like they've been 14 shots from out wide. There has been at least four or five opportunities where they're getting shots from in close, in tight, and second and third opportunities. So when you have that as a goaltender, that's hard to stop. And so when you have Heise playing as well as he is, he's absolutely keeping the team in the game.
Yeah, it's like you said, though, they have the worst lead in hockey here going into the third period. We'll take a timeout. We'll bring you more. We'll have that third period for you in a little bit, and we'll break down a little bit more of the action here on SportsTownChicago.com.